second day, our first full day of the Center for Geographic Analysis annual research conference on geospatial data science. Thank you all for being here. I'm Jason Ure. I'm the faculty director of the Center for Geographic Analysis, and we are part of the Institute for Quantitative Social Science. So to introduce and start off our day, I'm going to welcome its executive director, Liz Hess.
Good morning. This is the time you say good morning back, so we'll try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, one more time. Get a little bit more energy. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Thank you. As Jason mentioned, I'm the executive director for the Harvard Institute of Quantitative Social Science. The Center for Geographic Analysis is located in and is part of the Institute for Quantitative Social Science. We call it IQ for short. And IQ focuses on helping social scientists understand and solve society's greatest challenges. And we do that by playing a critical role in creating and making available statistical, analytical, and computational tools for research, as well as supporting a rich research community for social scientists. We're also part of the Harvard University-wide Data Science Initiative. Being new to this role, this is the first CGA conference that I'm attending, but the conference is actually a really important milestone for me, both professionally and personally. 13 years ago, when I worked in the provost's office at Harvard, I was part of the original founding team for the Center for Geographic Analysis. So after being at Harvard Business School for the past 12 years, I have come full circle, and I once again have the opportunity to be part of the evolution of GI science and data science at such a pivotal time. It's almost impossible to quantify the number of changes in our lives through technology in the past year, the past 10 years, the past 20 years. And most recently, there's been an amazing explosion of data, sensor data, location data, data around human behavior. And when we think about the relationship between data science and GI science, one huge opportunity for scientific inquiry is what we can learn when spatial data is combined with social media data. And we've already seen this exemplified by the interesting and groundbreaking research through using Twitter data. And it's in this context that I wanted to share with you a new initiative and a new opportunity on the horizon for research. Some of you might have seen several weeks ago an announcement by Facebook and seven foundations to support an initiative that will make Facebook data sets available for research. This is going to be facilitated through a consortium, and the consortium will be made up of academics and led by Professor Gary King, who's the faculty director of IQ, and Professor Nate Persily at Stanford. What the commission will be responsible for is working with Facebook to create the research questions, helping develop call for proposals, working through the RFP process, and ensuring the data that's coming from Facebook is protected and private as appropriate. The Social Science Research Council is also involved, and they're going to be working on the peer review part of the process. And then there's seven foundations that are committing their financial resources for the grants. And those foundations include Hewlett, Sloan, the Koch Foundation, and the Arnold Foundation. The initial research will focus on the influence of social media and democracy and election on democracy and elections. And in this context, one could imagine that using spatial data to study the influence of ads on elections, the influence of foreign governments on elections, and how space and time influence democracy. Personally, I think the new initiative promises to make available or create significant opportunity for location data associated with a tremendous volume of data that we've never seen before. The effort is just beginning. It's moving very quickly. It has senior leadership support at Facebook and across the seven foundations, as well as the Social Science Data Initiative, the Social Science Research Council. And there, if you go and look on their website, the part of their effort this is focused on is called the Data Initiative. And that's actually a very good site to keep up with the information on how this collaboration is developing and when the first call proposals will be. So before I turn it over back to Jason, I just wanted to end in thanking our sponsors, ESRI and the Data Science Initiative at Harvard, as well as the NSF UCRC Spatiotemporal Innovation Center and MAPD Technologies. Thank you very much, and enjoy your day.